Life is like poker. You start with what you're dealt and make the best of it. Quote from Annie Duke. One of the most important lessons from poker that applies to life is learning to manage your emotions. In poker, if you let your emotions take over, whether it's anger from losing or excitement from winning, you can make poor decisions that cost you. In life, emotional control is equally crucial. Whether you're dealing with personal setbacks, professional challenges, or even unexpected victories, staying level-headed allows you to make better decisions. When I was facing the structural damage issue with my property, there were moments of panic and frustration. But reacting emotionally wouldn't have solved anything. It was only by taking a step back and thinking logically that I was able to come up with a plan to address the problem. Similarly in poker, it's not uncommon to see players on tilt after losing a big hand, emotionally upset and making rash decisions. This often leads to a cascade of further losses. Life, like poker, requires a cool head. It's important to stay calm and collected, even when things seem to be going wrong. You can't always control what happens, but you can control your response. Let's talk about another critical aspect of poker that mirrors life: the importance of observation and adaptability. In poker, you're not just playing your cards as mentioned in previous chapters. You're playing the players at the table. You're watching their body language, their betting patterns, and how they react under pressure. It's all about gathering information and making informed decisions based on what you observe. The same goes for life. Whether it's in a business setting, a personal relationship, or any other scenario, being observant and adaptable is key to making the best decisions. I remember attending networking events where I had to observe and adapt to the people I was meeting. It wasn't just about showing up. It was about understanding the dynamics of the room and adjusting my approach accordingly. In life, just like in poker, you're not always dealt the best hand. But if you pay attention, stay patient, and adapt to the situation, you can still come out on top. Sometimes it's about making the most of a less-than-ideal situation, and other times it's about seizing an opportunity when it presents itself. This quote from Annie Duke also emphasizes the importance of resilience. There will be times when life feels unfair, when you feel like you've been dealt a bad hand over and over again. But resilience is what separates those who succeed from those who give up. The best poker players, like the most successful people in life, know how to bounce back after a loss. They don't let a bad hand define their entire game. Instead, they learn from it, adjust their strategy, and keep moving forward. The same applies to life's challenges. Whether it's a setback in your career, a personal hardship, or an unexpected obstacle, resilience and adaptability are key to overcoming adversity. Finally, let's talk about the long game. Poker isn't just about winning one hand, it's about accumulating chips over time. You might lose a few hands, but if you play strategically and make good decisions, you can still come out ahead in the long run. Life works the same way. You're going to face ups and downs, wins and losses. But success doesn't come from any single victory or defeat. It comes from consistently making the best decisions you can with information you have and learning from your experiences along the way. So, how do you handle the cards you've been dealt in life? Do you make the most of them, or do you focus on the unfairness of the situation? When you're faced with adversity, do you fold under the pressure, or do you stay in the game and find a way to turn things around? Life, like poker, is full of uncertainties. But one thing remains true. It's not just about the hand you're dealt, but how you choose to play it. Think of a time when you faced an unexpected challenge. How did you respond? Did you make the most of the situation, or did you let it overwhelm you? Are there areas in your life where you feel like you've been dealt a bad hand? What steps can you take to turn things around and make the best of your circumstances? How do you handle setbacks? Do you allow them to dictate your actions? Or do you use them as opportunities to grow and learn? When was the last time you made a decision based on observation and strategy rather than emotion? How did that approach affect the outcome? Remember, life is like poker. You may not control the cards you are dealt, but you always have control over how you play them.